Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show. Chris Fade.
Brady Melk.
And Big Rossi.
My name's Chris.
My name's Breathy.
That's Rossi.
Whoa. It's always Chris, Breathy, and Rossi.
100%.
Whoa. Definitely puts a smile on my face.
Yes, this is the infamous Chris Fade Show.
That's what I really want.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning across the country. Back at it Monday, June 13th at 6:01. How you doing? How was the weekend? I hope it was good for you. Yes, we're back at it again together, but we're doing it together, okay? We'll get through this week together. Cool?
Cool.
Done. Pretty. Good morning, Rossi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you feeling? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Weekend was like, yeah, a little bit of work and then just like a little bit of downtime as well.
That's nice.
Looking at properties across the country as well. Like, so I want to bring that up on the show later on.
We need to actually discuss if you made that decision or not.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing, but I've looked at
You have to fill me in. I don't know anything.
Looked at about 3 or 4 properties over the weekend. So I'm still debating on moving, buying, or renting. I'm still in, like, you know, split decision. You go out, and when I saw one yesterday on the advertisement, it looked amazing.
Yeah.
And then when I rocked up there, complete construction zone. Like, as in, it was the only house built in about a kilometer radius. Everything else was, it was like just a complete construction zone. And I said to the guy, wouldn't you put this on the commercial?
Yeah, like, wouldn't you say
it was in a construction zone?
Yeah, which is exactly what you're running away from.
And he's like, no, it's going to be completed over the next 2 to 3 years. I'm like, fantastic.
Yeah, no.
I'll come back.
Yeah, I'll come back. Yeah,
exactly. What a show we've got lined up. Honestly, it's huge. Now, if you want prizes, we have them. And we've got a lot, all right? This, of course, Virgin Radio's 30K What's in the Box returns, all right? Jackpotted at 20,000 dirhams.
Insane, right?
So 20,000 dirhams is on the line. We'll give you that new clue at 8 a.m. this morning, which I think is fantastic. We're giving you a chance to win with FedEx once again this week. We're also giving you a chance to win with many other companies. And I just want to say that if you want to win a prize, today's the day to get on.
Yeah, big time.
That's all I'm going to say.
More likely than not, if you get through, you will be winning a prize.
All right. So, and by the way, I want to kick off the show by officially saying happy Independence Day to the Philippines.
Yeah!
It's your Independence Day. We're going to be celebrating that throughout the show as well. All right, cool. First prize, I told you. Oh, gosh. Hero Donuts. These donuts are fantastic. I had one last week. We want to give you...
Your mouth is watering.
Because they were really good. They were really good. Not only do they want to make you famous, they want to put your face on a billboard, which I'll tell you about real soon. We want to give you a prize right now with
them. Yeah, so you get a box of donuts, 5 100-dirham vouchers, so 500 dirhams to spend there, and a t-shirt as well.
All right, so all we want you to do is... it's our first caller of the day. One of our first callers of the day is going to win this, all right? 04-871-5544. Call me right now. Let's get you on. Hopefully, you'll be one of our Hero Donut winners, all right? Hi, Mitesh, how are you? Uh-oh, my phone's broken.
No.
Beginning of the week. I've got it now. Mitesh, hi.
Hi, good morning, guys.
My man.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I made it through, man. This is the best start of any Monday that I've had ever.
Look at you. Oh, we've got to get your Mondays better than if this is the best start ever, dude. I got to help you out. What are you doing? What's happening in your life, Mitesh?
Yeah, so I am working for this elevator company in Dubai. I stay in Abu Dhabi and travel to Dubai every day.
How's business? Is it going up or down?
I knew that was coming.
It's an elevator joke.
I get it.
Get it? It's an elevator joke.
Let's try and lift. He's trying to lift the mood right now.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to get stuck on these jokes. Let's keep going. Honestly, what do you do for the elevator company?
So I'm working in the procurement department, so buying all spare parts, getting all services done.
Oh.
Is it Otis?
No, not Otis. Not Otis. Okay. It's a joint venture with Mitsubishi.
Okay. I know Otis Elevator so well because my nephew, his name is Otis, and when my sister named his kid her Otis, Everyone was like, there's an elevator company.
Quite convenient then.
Yeah, there's an elevator company called Otis. Shireen, like, do you really want to name your kid Otis? And she said, yeah.
She didn't make that connection, obviously.
No, I think she knew about it, but she didn't care.
I like the name.
Otis Redding, I think she named it. And it's such a great name now. But anytime I walk into a lift, I look for the name. And when I see Otis, I think of him. It's cute.
Aww. That's cute.
All right, Mitesh, you hold on because we want to talk to Isabella as well. Hi, Isabella.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Pretty and Rossi. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I had a great weekend.
Good on you,
I'm excited to talk to you on the show.
What did you get up to on the weekend? Anything special?
Yeah, I went to a Kickers bar and I had fun time with my family and all enjoyed the music and everything.
That's it. What, you went to a where?
Kickers.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said a licorice bar. I was like, wow, you go to a place where they just have licorice. That's awesome.
But that would be cool, too.
Where's Kickers again? Why do we know Kickers?
Isn't that Sports City?
Yeah, it's a bar above the football pitches there.
Yeah. Yeah, we know about it.
We've given away.
We were giving away something with
vouchers
Kickers. That's
with
right.
Kickers, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Isabella. What happened to our first caller? He hung up.
Oh, no.
Where is he? Because I wanted to do a draw of who's going to win the.
Just do it between those two, then.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing, but he's hung up, dude. Mitesh.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We only spoke to
two people. Yeah. Isabella and Mitesh. Yeah. Vote. Who do you want to get the hero donuts? Oh, these donuts are good. You get the box, you get the voucher, you get the T-shirt. All right.
I'm going to go with Isabella because she sounds like a girl after my own heart.
Going to Kickers.
Okay, I was going to say Mitesh because he said he's never had a better Monday.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And I feel like this would be a better Monday if he had donuts.
So it's over to me. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Basically, yeah, basically. That's also why I said that.
Oh, man. Why do you guys do this to me?
It's not on me.
Things are looking up, Mitesh. You've won it. Congrats. Nala and I are doing baseball communications between one another.
Gosh.
I'm just trying to work out if that water bottle that I have there is filled or not. Usually Nala sometimes fills it up. I don't know. Did you end up filling it up?
Yes, I did.
I love you.
I actually made you coffee, but then I saw that you got coffee, so I just stole your coffee.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the water. I've got to take some pills today.
Yeah, I saw that. What are they for? They're on the table there.
One is Nexium. I got the worst indigestion over the weekend.
Really?
Like the worst. I was
Why?
Up all
what did
night.
You have?
Spicy food. I was at a friend's house having dinner, and I didn't want to be rude.
Are you blaming her?
And I had told them that I'm not into spice, but then everything I had was somewhat spicy, and I was up all night.
You know what? Everyone has a different level of spice, so when you say it's not too spicy, I say it's not spicy, you're like, dude, that was
so
really spicy.
What I have to say is I must tell them that I'm allergic to spice, I think. That's the only way that you won't get any spice in your
food.
But
then it'll be really bland.
That's how I like it.
Yeah, no, we like bland food.
Nice chicken korma.
But I was done. I was 2 o'clock in the morning, woke up, and then I was up till 6 a.m. in the morning. I could not sleep. So
really? Was it like heartburn?
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah.
If you guys have never had heartburn, just be thankful that you've never experienced that. And I realized I've been getting heartburn since I was a kid. And I spoke to Mum about it. Mum was like, yes, you had even as a child, you had lots of colic problems and lots of indigestion. I thought, thanks, Mum. I got the worst intestine out of all the kids in the family. It's true. Hey, anyway, it's Virgin Morning. I gotta take my pill right now.
Let's we go live on Instagram.
Well, should I take my Nexium pill?
Yeah.
No. All right, gossip. We're waiting.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
What have you got?
Spider-Man: No Way Home is gonna come back into the theaters. And they're calling it the More Fun Stuff release. Do you remember when people bought DVDs, or if you still buy DVDs?
Yes.
They would always have deleted scenes
right.
in the DVD.
Yeah, of course.
So this is an extended version with deleted scenes and more fun stuff. So Spider-Man No Way Home is going to go back into theaters around September.
Okay.
And it's to coincide with the 60th anniversary of Spider-Man.
Okay, that's cool. Go. I love Spider-Man.
If you haven't seen it, you can watch it again.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, this is so cool. Her short film... All Too Well, the short film. You remember for her song, she created this 10-minute short video.
Yeah, kind of.
She directed the video.
Yeah.
It was playing at the Tribeca Film Festival, and she surprised everyone in the audience by showing up to talk about the film. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds were in the audience, which is so cool. She did a live acoustic performance as well. And at the end of the conversation, the person asked her, hey, you directed this short film, your music video, essentially. Would you ever direct a feature film? And she said, that's something that I would love to do. So
that's cool.
Maybe that directing bug has really bit Taylor Swift.
Amazing. You know, it's weird. I sometimes forget that she can sing and play a guitar.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because we don't talk about that enough. It's always the scandals or whatever.
She's so talented.
Very talented human being.
Yeah,
very.
Exactly. Mm. Totally. And finally, if you missed it, Britney Spears got married this weekend. We are so happy for Britney.
We are happy. It looked like a cute wedding.
It looked like such a beautiful fairy tale wedding. It was at her home.
Okay.
The guest list included Madonna, Donatella Versace, Selena Gomez, Drew Barrymore, Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Who wasn't on the guest list? Her family, of course. So her parents were not invited. Her sister was not. Her brother Brian was, but he did not show up.
Okay.
So what does mom Lynn Spears have to say? She commented on Britney's Instagram photo.
And hopefully this is not a negative thing.
It was a very positive comment. She
okay,
said,
good.
You look radiant and so happy. Your wedding is the dream wedding. And having it at your home makes it so sentimental and special. I'm so happy for you. I love you.
Oh, well, that's cute.
That's
well
a nice
done.
Message.
Mature mama.
Yeah.
Is she, because it was more about the dad, wasn't it? Being in the news, in the court and all that.
But I think what Britney has revealed is that, you know, her mom didn't do anything about it. Her sister didn't do anything about what she was going through at the time. So it was kind of like the whole family against her.
That's so sad, but she seems to be happier right now, Britney. She seems to be in a better place, which is nice, right?
Yeah, totally.
We should have a Britney day one day.
Oh my goodness,
have a Britney day.
Yes!
An hour of Britney Spears.
We should commemorate her wedding anniversary by doing a Britney day
do
every
something.
Year.
We should do something, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Virgin Radio 104.4. We are live on the Chris Fade Show. Independence Day for the Philippines was yesterday. Good anthem, this one. I love a good national anthem.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a Filipino radio station within our network, and it's called TAG.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the main superstar. She's saying no. She's saying no. Carrie's with us this morning.
Yay! Thank you. Good morning, guys, for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's, so you do. You're only about 12 meters away from us in another studio.
Yeah.
And it's TAG, and it's a Filipino radio station.
Yes,
you guys do such
true.
A great job. You do the morning show there.
Yes. Yes. With Bluebird.
Bluebird is like legendary. Isn't he legendary? Bluebird.
Yes.
He's like our Chris Fade.
Uncle Bluebird.
Ever since I worked at this company, I've always seen Bluebird. Right. Yeah. He's just. Him and Carrie, can we just say, is she not the happiest person that we've ever seen?
She is this like bright little sunshine that walks by at like 5:45 every morning to wave
and just
say good morning.
You're a superstar. So what do we call it? What do you guys call today or yesterday in the Philippines?
So we call it in Tagalog, Araw ng Kalayaan.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's learn that, guys. Here we go.
Okay. So you say, Araw ng kalayaan.
Araw ng kalayaan.
There you go.
Ng kalayaan.
All right,
yes.
Round the table, Rossi. You go first.
Araw ng kalayaan.
Rossi, you have to remove the H.
What?
There's no kalayaan. There's no H.
Arong Nayang Kalayan.
Okay, okay.
Watch Pretty get this.
Arong Nang Kalayan.
100%.
She's so good at I don't think I should do it. I just don't think I should do it because I'm not going to get anywhere near it.
Chris, come on.
Arong Nang Kalayan.
Why is it so like?
Because I can't do languages. I can't even do English.
It's true that.
So it's a big day, big celebration, public holiday
day
in the Philippines today.
Definitely, yes.
What do you do? Tell us, what would you do? You wake up in the morning, what are you doing?
So basically, what happens is that they have a flag raising ceremony.
Okay.
In different departments.
Sure.
And then after that, they have all these activities and programs in all different places and even provinces in the Philippines. Yes, and then, of course, entertainment. There's always concerts, free concerts, performers, just to celebrate, of course, independence.
That's nice.
I think we've got some phone calls here. Hi, Mona, how are you?
I'm good, Grace.
Happy Independence Day.
Yes, happy Kalayaan Day with us.
Happy Arunang
Kalayaan.
Kalayaan.
Stop it.
Yes.
So why aren't you listening to TAG? Why are you listening to us for? They're the Filipino radio station. I want you to go
only
on. Yeah.
Hi, Chris. Only two stations that I'm listening.
Oh.
TAG Radio and Bergen Radio.
Yes. Oh, look at that, our little family together.
Yeah.
And are you working? Are you having to work today?
Yeah, I'm driving now, but I'm stopped here somewhere here in Binchogat only to talk with you and listening this program.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it and have a beautiful day, okay?
Thank you.
Paalam.
See?
There you go.
That was good.
There you go.
John, you've got us on as well. John, happy Independence Day, mate.
Happy Arunang Kalayaan, everyone.
Happy Arunang Kalayaan.
Getting better. I feel like he's getting better.
Yes, you're getting better, Chris.
I would like to give you some trivia about the Philippines.
Some what, sorry? Trivia?
Trivia.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so June 12 is our actually first Independence Day from the Spanish.
Okay.
And then the second one is July 4th from the Japanese, but we celebrate the Spanish one.
Okay. Oh, well, there we go. I'm learning more. I've never been to the Philippines. Kerry, where are you from in the Philippines?
The boring part, the Metro Manila.
Why is that boring?
Isn't that been there? Green Belt Mall.
But you know, I'd rather stay in the province so I could just
it's
go
nice
to the beach.
There. Metro Manila's nice.
There we go.
It's busy.
It's busy, huh?
It is busy.
All right, well, listen, we don't want to take you any... You've got your own
she
show
actually,
to do.
Yeah,
you're on the radio in your own radio session. You better go back, all right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So sweet. Absolutely sweet. I'm going to just finish off this with a little bit more of this. The beautiful anthem.
Yay!
There it is.
Thank you, guys.
Independence Day. Philippines, we love you.
Bye.
From all of us here on the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio, hope you have a beautiful day and God bless you.
Give me that paycheck.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get to gold tier status faster. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Give me my moolala.
Well, hello, Nora. You got through.
I can't believe this. Oh, my God.
You are going to win some money. Look at her. She's excited already for our Monday.
Oh, my God. You know how we try to do this every single morning. And I cannot believe it. I'm beside myself.
Oh, we love that. We love that we got through. We appreciate you being happy. And that's so special.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? What do you do right now?
I'm in the car and on school drop-off with my son.
She's on the school run. We like it. You do it every single morning. She's tried to get through, but she's officially got through right now. Nor, I can hear an accent. Is it South African? I'm trying to pick the accent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. South African and from Cape Town.
There we go. Representing Cape Town, South Africa. It's Nor right now. So we want to try to get you the cash. We've got 10 questions. You know the deal. 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass.
I know.
All right?
Okay.
All right. You ready to do this?
I am. My heart is beating, but I'm going to try my best.
All right, you're going to do this. Come on, let's go. Here we go.
Nor,
we're all behind you. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Charles Barkley played what sport?
No idea. Football?
Who starred as Smolder Bravestone in the Jumanji The Next Level movie?
What's the rock's name? Dwayne Johnson.
Finish the UAE theme park name. IMG World of
Adventure.
Serena van der Woodsen is a character in which TV series? Who is the voice of Woody in the Toy Story movies?
Tom Hanks.
The iWatch is made by which company?
Apple.
What rapper teamed up with Maroon 5 for the song I Don't Want to Know? Don't Want to Know.
I don't know.
What band are Ryan Tedder and Zach Filkins in?
No idea.
What is the capital of Nepal?
Kathmandu.
Finish the Will Smith movie Bad Boys 4.
Life.
I'm going to give you that last one. Let me just say, have one more guess at a sport. Any sport. Charles Barkley plays what sport? He played
American
it.
American football.
Oh,
American
no.
Football.
It wasn't
American. Basketball.
It was basketball, but I only gave you one chance. It's 600 dirhams yours. You are very welcome. I love it. Nor 600 dirhams with Rack Bank and us here on Virgin Radio. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And we love you and we love your show.
We love
you, Prissy and Rossi too.
Thank you.
Look at that. The show loves you back. It gives you big hugs and all. There it is. The pop quiz back tomorrow, 7:10. All you got to do is try to get through and you could be a winner. Serena van der Woodsen is from Gossip Girl.
Yep.
Kendrick Lamar teamed up with Maroon 5. One Republic is Ryan Tedder. And that would have got you all the cash right there. But listen, tomorrow morning, what day did we do that Dorian fruit? Because I don't know about you, I can still smell a little bit of that fruit in this studio. I don't know if you guys recall, but we cut open a
durian
fruit. It's the world's smelliest fruit last week. Rossi's idea, by the way. I can still smell it here.
That's what it is. I was worried thinking that was me. So it must be the juice must have gone somewhere.
It might be a combination of you and the fruit.
Could be, yeah. If you think that's bad, though.
Yeah.
I've ordered something else to be delivered.
No, I don't want to do anything like that in the studio.
Because, like, the response from that was amazing, so I thought, let's do another one. So
I
this
don't
one.
Think so.
Can we do, like, tastiest next instead of, like,
so
bad?
Have you got something worse smelling than the durian fruit?
Yeah. I don't think we'll even be able to do it in here, maybe. Or we need, like.
No.
We'll need hazmat suits on or something.
Stop it.
Okay. Well. There we go. Let's see what he's got.
It's on the way. It's getting delivered. Don't worry.
Let's see what he's got. Sanaz on Instagram's already messaged me saying I'm ready to have a listen to this. Ready
no,
for another laugh.
No, stop it.
God. Where's it come from?
I'll tell you where it's come from.
Where?
I've ordered it online and it's coming from Sweden.
What?
It's all the way from Sweden. It's not available in this country because it's that smelly.
But so how does it get transported?
We are not. If we're not doing it in the studio though, because I don't want to keep the smell.
Do you know what it is? Can you guess?
No.
All right, just leave it then.
I don't want to know. So I feel like I don't want to know.
This week, is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned for that. I don't know when it's going to happen. Sometime this week, Rossi's brought another thing. Let's see what that is. 7:14, we're live. Good morning. Back at it. Gossip up next. The headline, Britney Spears married over the weekend. Mm-hmm. You've got everything that happened.
Everything
Who
that
rocked
happened.
Up all the celebs, yep. Where it was at, yep. How much it cost, all next. Hold on.
Always first with the hottest e-news.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Okay, busy weekend. Yep. Some good news, some sad news as well.
The good news, Netflix has announced that Squid Game will officially be returning for a season 2. We knew this was going to happen, but they made the official announcement. It was really sweet because the director and writer, Hwang Dong-hyuk, said it took 12 years to bring the first season of Squid Game to life last year. 12 years. But it took 12 days for Squid Game to become the most popular series ever.
Yeah, that was just...
Phenomenon.
I haven't watched all of it still. Have you guys?
It's really good. Yeah. The ending is really good. Sets it up perfectly for season 2. So I'm sure it's going to be amazing. Let's talk Justin Bieber. So on Friday, we said that he had a bit of a health scare and he had to postpone some shows. Over the weekend, he decided to release a video for his fans and kind of really go into detail of what's going on. And he revealed that he's actually got face paralysis. He has something called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, which has left him unable to move half of his face. This is a virus that attacks the nerve in his ear. Usually it comes from shingles and his facial nerve. This is what Justin had to say.
As you can see, this eye is not blinking. I can't smile on this side of my face. This nostril will not move. So there's full paralysis in this side of my face. So for those who are frustrated by my cancellations of the next shows, I'm just physically, obviously not capable of doing them. And I'm gonna get better. And I'm doing all these facial exercises to get my face back to normal. It's just time, and we don't know how much time that's gonna be. And I have hope, and I trust God, and I trust that it's all for a reason.
difficult to watch that. You know, it came up, and if you haven't seen the video, as he's blinking, like, you know, literally half of his face is not moving, the other half is. His eye sort of rolls back as well. Like,
Very, very difficult time for
me.
Him,
me being the Google doctor that I am, I instantly got into Ramsay Hunt syndrome.
Yeah.
First question I want to ask, has anyone had this who's listening? Ramsay Hunt syndrome. Anyone had this? Get in contact with me. 04-871-5544. They're saying that if there was not a lot of damage to the nerve, it can repair itself within a few weeks and it should go back to normal.
Which is what he's hoping for.
Which, yeah. But if there is more damage, and then it can take a lot longer to heal. Mm. And sometimes it may remain for a long time, years.
Yeah, well, that's what he said in the video. He's like, he doesn't know how long this is going to last. All he can do is kind of do what the doctor said, do his facial exercises, rest up, and hope for the best. So,
At this stage, the Dubai show still going ahead.
Yes.
Finally, Britney Spears married.
Yeah, she got married to Sam Asghari over the weekend. 60 guests there at her house. She wore custom Versace. Her dress took 700 hours to make. One of the guests was Donatella. There was also, Selena Gomez, Drew Barrymore, Madonna.
I know. I love seeing that Britney has these, famous friends that obviously a bit of maybe a support network for her as well.
It was weird because she said about Selena, she said she's even prettier in person, which tells me that's the first time she's meeting Selena Gomez.
But she was at the wedding.
Paris Hilton was invited, and this is a great story. So Paris Hilton went to Britney's wedding, and she knew nothing is going to come in her way of going to her girl's wedding.
Yep.
Why? On the same night, she was asked to DJ for U.S. President Joe Biden and world leaders for a conference. And she said, no, I'm sorry, Joe. I'm busy. I got Britney's wedding. So she turned down the DJ gig.
Wow.
Like, in front of all these, it was a really prestigious thing. And she's like, nope, Britney's getting married.
There it is. Nothing gets in front of Paris Hilton and Britney Spears,
okay? Yeah, that's right.
Just when you think a celebrity like Justin Bieber has everything, and he's probably got all the money that he'll ever want. However, he gets struck down by this Ramsay Hunt syndrome. Mm-hmm. It's facial paralysis, it looks like. It could be resolved in a few weeks. It could take longer than that. I've asked you, does anyone listening, have they suffered from this? Have they had it? Rajna, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So you had this when you were younger.
I did have this, and it was all of a sudden, I was at my home, I was in grade 10, and all of a sudden, I couldn't move my left side. My eyes wouldn't blink. Whatever I used to eat, it just used to fall down from the left side. Wow. And after a while, I realized it was a paralytic attack on the left side, though. And it took me about 2 to 3 months to recover.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, and what did you do to recover? You take medication, or what do you do?
So basically, there are no medications for this since it was a paralytic partially. Mm. But my doctor suggested that I should do some exercise.
Okay.
You know? So I did that, and by God's grace, I was perfectly fine.
There we go. And obviously, now you're okay.
I am okay. Alhamdulillah, I am okay.
Wow, man. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate that story.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Bieber on the Instagram.
It's the same, yeah.
It's unfortunate, right? Yeah, the human body, it is remarkable, and it does heal itself, which is good, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Nide, you saying that your wife has this?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Chris, and good morning, team. May I remind you that I've called in the show maybe a year and a half ago, talking about my little son had the leukemia here in Abu Dhabi, and then, you know, my first wife that passed away from the brain cancer.
I remember this call. Yeah. I remember this call. So, okay. Oh, man, I do. How's the son doing? How's your son with leukemia doing?
Well, he is doing great. He's Bosnian. Right now with my wife, he's learning Bosnian as a second language, I guess, you know, because he's perfect English, of course. And, but he's finished with the therapies 23rd June last year, right?
Great. I'm glad that he's doing better than he was last time we spoke. And so your wife has this as well, this Ramsay virus thing going around that Bieber's got?
The syndrome, yeah.
Exactly, just much worse version, to be honest, you know.
How long she had it for?
She still has the actually symptoms. She's still going through the therapy since October last year. And then they just flew in from Bosnia, and then, you know, 2 days after they arrived, she just had a feeling in a right ear, like a tension.
Yeah.
And then more and more, and she's a doctor, psychiatric herself, and then she realized something wrong. And then next thing you know, within 3 days, she wasn't able to move. Her whole right face, side, yeah, as well as the ears, both so bad. And then she's been in the therapies and the treatment since then. And it was actually, it's a chicken pox rooted. So from that, at that time, our little one got the chicken pox as well.
Mm. Wow, that is so unfortunate, man. Yeah, I mean, they're saying that it attacks the ear first, yeah, and then it goes through there.
Through which shingles, is
a lot of people messaging. So I mean, someone said, I had this back in 1995. Lucy says, I had it, I overcome it after a few weeks. Knight, God bless you and the family, mate. Take care. Every day is a blessing. Every day is a blessing. Get that clue. Win 20,000 this morning. It's Virgin Radio. What's going on? We're live. The Chris Fade Show. 7:54. Eddie's running to the studio to see if Rossi is cheating. Is he cheating?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, cool.
You're the cheater.
It's time. Time to play.
The game show within the show.
Let the games begin.
Yes, Eddie, just making sure that Rossi's not cheating.
I was not cheating, and in fact, you cheated last week by helping Chris, giving him an answer.
I did not cheat.
Yes, you did. You gave him the answer to a Liverpool question that we did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Welcome to the game show within a show. I'm your host. My name's Chris Fade, and I've got my contestants here with me. Please welcome contestant number one.
Hi, my name is Preeti Malik, and I've washed my hair.
Thank you. You can tell. Contestant Thanks. Number two.
Hi, my name is Nala, and I also washed my hair. Hey! High five!
Oh, you can't tell, actually.
Excuse me. Excuse you.
And contestant number three.
Hi, my name is Big Rossi, and I've got no hair.
Well, you got a transplant, but yes, yeah. Okay, cool. Welcome to the show, guys. We've got Thanks. A huge prize.
What's the prize?
Humongous prize.
What's the prize?
Frankfurts sautéed in vinegar juice.
Sausages.
Sausages. Yeah.
That's still food, so yay!
Yes, coming up could be yours. Right now, we're playing the Woohoo game.
Woohoo!
What's this?
Okay, so basically, all three of you are going to be hearing a woohoo from a song. A lot of songs use the woohoo term, I just realized.
Right.
You have to try to identify the song that the woohoo is from.
Okay.
All together, let's hear you say woohoo. One, two, three.
Woohoo!
Oh, I have complete control of them. All right, woohoo number one. You can play along wherever you're listening to us. Let's go. Identify this song. There we go. You got a couple of woohoos. As an artist, sometimes when you can't think of lyrics, you just throw
What's
in the woohoo.
What's the name of the song? I don't really know. It's a really long name.
I need a song title and artist in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hold your papers up, please.
It's Coldplay with a really long song
Coldplay,
name.
Coldplay, no, that's not right.
Coldplay, yet. Adventure of a Lifetime.
Yes.
Coldplay, Adventure of a Lifetime.
It is Coldplay. Adventure of a Lifetime. 1 point for Nala, 1 point for Rossi, 0 for Pretty. Our next... Please don't sing woohoos. You're making it complicated. Thank Sorry. You. Contestant number three.
Sorry.
Our next woohoo, let's play...
What? Ooh. Oh, this is going to be an old song again.
One of Rossi, my favorites. Rossi's written it down.
So excited. We know it, Rossi.
This is where it's good to be old.
23-year-old Nala has no idea.
Please.
Time is up. Hand it up.
You Too Beautiful Day.
You Too Beautiful Day.
Nala?
I have no idea.
There it is. It is You Too Beautiful Day. Congratulations. So
Such a goes good song.
Up through the stormy clouds.
Excuse me, Mr.
And there's
Game Show
no
host.
Reasons.
Hello?
Sorry, I was involved in that song. Okay. All right. Tally update. Rossi on 2, Nala on 1, Pretty on 1. Can you guess the woohoos? Woohoo number 3.
Woohoo.
Oh,
oh, oh.
Ooh, ending of a song.
Woohoo.
You got 5, 4, 3, 2,
one.
And 1.
Woo-hoo.
Time is up. Hold your piece of paper
Wait,
up.
I'm still writing.
I don't know if I got it right.
It shouldn't take you that long to write this.
Oh, really?
Go ahead.
Oh. Black Eyed Peas. Tonight is gonna be a good night.
Incorrect.
I got a feeling, Black Eyed Peas.
Oh,
correct.
That's what it's called.
I got a feeling, Black Eyed Peas.
Congratulations.
But tonight is gonna be a good night. Yeah.
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
It is gonna be a good night, just not for you right now. Tally score update: Rossi unbeatable on 3 at the current time.
Oh, thank you.
Nala on 2, Pretty on 1.
Woohoo!
Number 4, please stop talking as
I
am the host. Stop talking, I am the host. Stop talking, number 4.
I knew this would come.
Woohoo! Number 5 song or number 4 song?
Oh!
Artist and title, please. Time is up.
Wait, what?
Time is up. Please hold your piece of paper up. Thank you. Pretty is out.
Gwen Stefani.
Wait.
Gwen Stefani.
I wrote Black Eyed Peas. No, it's Gwen Stefani. The Sweet Escape.
Gwen Stefani, The Sweet Escape.
Yeah, Rossi in again. Oh, Rossi dominating. He has no hair, but he's winning this.
No.
Who came up with this category?
I came up with the category. It's my game show. This is the last one. You're playing for the Frankfurts, don't forget. And this is worth 1.27 billion points. Our last woohoo. You'll have 4 seconds to give me an answer. Your time begins right.
What? Is it old again?
No one's going to get this one.
If Rossi gets this.
No, I don't know.
Anybody? It's a hard one. The song's called Woohoo. And it's by...
Is it modern?
Christina Aguilera.
No, unacceptable.
Which means our winner of the sautéed vinegar sausages Frankfurts from Sweden goes to Big Rossi.
Wow. I can't believe I'm going to have the first ever Frankfurts from Sweden because they're usually from Germany. But this is just a great thing.
Whatever.
Thank you, Chris. Whatever. You're just the best
ever.
And who's the best host? Tell us who is the best host.
Not you.
Woohoo, Kristen.
The book is called My Children Will Be Born Rich, and the author is with us right now. Sagan Yelchin. Am I getting that right? The surname right?
Of course.
Yes. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, mate. So good to have you in the studio. You and I, we chat. We speak to each other somewhat often, but we never get that quality time, and I'm glad we get the quality time right now on the show.
Yes.
Congratulations on the book. Here it is. I'm holding it up to our camera. It's a beautiful photo of yourself looking nice.
Handsome.
It's a cover that makes you stop, and with the title that makes you stop and go, what's this about?
Yeah, I'd look at, I'd be like, yeah, I like this guy. If I didn't know you, I'd be like, yeah, I like this guy. My children will be born rich. This is what I will teach them. Interesting title. A great title to get people talking, right?
Thank you, yes.
Did you come up with the title yourself?
I did. It was actually, I would say a result of a discussion with my team.
Okay.
And we had several ideas. I wanted to call it Startup Hero first.
Okay.
But then I realized, maybe there would be a better title. Because if you look at it, the subtitle of the book is How to Win in Capitalism and Morality.
Okay.
So I thought this title just combines both.
Right. Mm.
And I'm not a father yet, so...
You still got time. Now listen, let's straight out. Like, if people don't know Sagan and what you've achieved, you've done a lot. You came to this country with not much, right? Home originally?
I was born and raised in Germany.
Okay, and then you came out to this little place called the UAE, Dubai. How long ago?
13 years ago.
Wow. And honestly,
just hit me.
What brought you here?
Actually, I started the first and largest online fashion store first. It was called Sukkar.com.
But you started it from scratch, like as an entrepreneur. You just thought
I came here, like I always say this, I came here with a backpack.
Yep.
And then I sat in a restaurant with free Wi-Fi and I started my company.
Wow.
And then we merged it with a company called Sukkar.com.
Just that little company called Sukkar.com. Yeah.
And then, now it's Amazon. Yeah. That's why I sell my book there.
makes sense.
And then over the years, you've obviously established yourself as an entrepreneur, but also a successful businessman. There are a few companies that you have, some that you may hear even on this radio station. Mm-hmm. SellAnyCar.com.
SellAnyCar.com is my baby.
That's
yes.
your baby, man.
Well, it's been like 9 years now. It's it's a big baby.
So how did that idea of SellAnyCar.com even come about?
Well, back then, in 2013, it was really hard to sell a car privately. Like, yeah. I thought it took too long, it was risky, so I thought there should be a way of doing it in 30 minutes at a fair price.
Because you got to call people come and look at the car, then they don't rock up, and then they miss, and then it's back and forth. I understand that. So you were like, there must be an easier way.
Exactly. And that's the way we created. I mean, there was an example in the UK, so we thought maybe we could do it for the region here. Yeah. And most of our businesses are actually adaptations to the market. So we feel like we solved the problem here.
Yeah, that's what you do. You find problems, like when you're starting a business, and then you sort of, you know, invent something to solve the problem, right?
I believe that's the core of entrepreneurship, just solving problems by combining resources. And that's what we've done. I mean, it's not only me. I have a great team. So good now with the newest one, you might have seen it. It's called Carnab.
I've seen the billboards across Sheikh Zayed Road right now. Carnab. What's Carnab?
Carnab is, well, I always call it the Amazon of cars online. So basically, you can now buy cars with 10 days free returns, 2 years warranty. And that is something new. Again, I believe that's in the next 5 years, every second car will be sold online.
Can I buy a car for 10 days, give it back, then buy another one, and you keep doing it every 10 days so I never have to buy a car?
You could do that. I mean, that's why I call it the Amazon, right? You could do that on Amazon, but I believe at one point of time, we would just question your intention.
Sure. Yeah, you'd be like,
why
is this guy returning the car like 11 times? This is fabulous. Sagan with us, hanging out with us as well. Let's go to the book right now. My Children Will Be Born Rich. It's something that people would be like, oh my gosh, did he really just say that? But at the end of the day, I think every parent, I'm a parent, I've got two kids, I'd love my children to have money. Like,
to be taken care of, right?
I want my job as a parent, I feel, everything that I do in my life, everything that I do in my career, and it's interesting because you don't have any kids yet, so you don't feel this, but you've already got that mentality. But everything that I do, and Rossi would feel the same, we do it for our children.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every time I wake up in the morning, I'm waking up for my kids. Every time I host an event, I'm hosting that for my kids.
Right.
Whatever I'm earning, I always think about giving them the cash. Mm. I want them to be able to be okay in life, right? And this is my children will be born rich. This is what it's, I mean, it's not only just about that, but explain more about
it. I don't want to spoil too much.
Sure.
But let me put it, there is a reveal at the end.
Right? Okay.
So the last chapter actually defines success, and it is not necessarily in capitalism only. Yeah. Right? So obviously, my children will be born rich, this is what I will teach them, does not necessarily mean I will teach them how to become rich.
Sure.
Only,
right.
Right. So I believe there's more important things. Successful people, I believe, are good humans.
Mm-hmm.
And good humans are not necessarily rich. Right, so you have to understand morality, and I believe that combines it in the end. It just says, you know what? Yes, they will be wealthy when they are born, but I believe at the end of the day, that's just the beginning. Now they have to become good people.
Yeah, well said. I think the word rich doesn't just mean monetary. It doesn't mean you can have rich in values, rich in you know, being ethical, all that sort of feel, right?
Exactly. You're getting there. So basically, at the end of the day, the book really reveals itself as something different than what the title in the beginning insinuates.
Mm. Well, it's out across Amazon. Just if you get on Amazon right now, and again, a local author here, I think this is brilliant. Yeah. My Children Will Be Born Rich is the title if you're looking for it on Amazon. You have more than 3 million people following you across already on your social media platforms.
Yes.
You do a great job at that already.
Thank you.
Pretty.
I was just going to say, how did you come up with an idea to write a book in the first place? Because obviously you're an entrepreneur. You're a busy man. You've got some business to take care of. How do you sit down and go, okay, I'm going to write a book?
As you mentioned, I've been on social media now for a good 6 years, and I've been getting a lot of questions, how to build businesses, and, you know, how does this work? How do I start my company? And this is pretty much the result of all the takeaways I had.
Right.
And a compilation of answers to those questions. So it tells you in its core how to build a business from my perspective. But at the end of the day, as I've just mentioned, it defines success in a very specific manner. Not only financially.
Can anyone who has an idea become an entrepreneur?
I believe.
Can anyone do it?
Well, the book actually does that. It tells you the exact steps on what to do from my perspective. Again, it's not a golden recipe.
Yeah, of course.
But I believe the second step is the idea generation and idea valuation. But it's only the second step. It's not the first. The first one is the mindset. And it's also not the last, because after that, you have a craft of entrepreneurship that basically means how to build your business plan, your team, how to raise funds for your business, and at the end of the day, how to actually operate your company.
I like it. Saigon's with us right now. The surname is Y-A-L-C-I-N. Check it out. My children will be born rich, available on Amazon right now across the country.
Will you read some?
Give me a page.
104.
104. Just randomly.
104. 104.4. I like it pretty.
No.
Know, there's like one of those TikTok trends where you turn to a page and the first sentence will be about your love life. Right. Let's hear what this says.
I have no idea what 104 is
in
my book.
And you're going to hear it like you've never heard it before. Here we go.
What?
Humans generally have two types of abilities, physical and cognitive. In the 19th century and before, the labor markets paid people for both types of labor. Entering the 20th century, we have seen that machines and robots gradually replace humans' physical labor, while cognitive skills...
What skills?
Cognitive.
Cognitive skills.
Why don't you shut up? I can say it any which way I like.
You can.
Cognitive.
Cognitive.
Oh, dear.
Keep going.
This development has not led to higher unemployment rates, as technological advances have also created new job opportunities.
But is it cognitive?
With the birth of AI in the 1950s and its permanent development, we will see more and more cognitive skills being replaced by computers.
Really?
Hey, here we go.
Hey, do you have an audiobook version yet?
It's coming out.
Chris, you lost your opportunity.
By the way, there was no typo. It was actually cognitive how I wrote it.
I said it wrong. I said it wrong.
I know.
They love to make fun of me.
It wasn't his fault.
My children will be born rich. Sagan Yalcin, thank you so much for joining us in the studio. Keep doing what you're doing, mate.
Thank you.
Keep inspiring and keep just being you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Love it
so much.
Celebrity news now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got? We're talking Britney Spears, all the things we need to know about this big wedding over the weekend.
Also, before that, Rich Paul, Adele's man, says he wants to have more kids, so maybe we'll have more children. Wow. Adele, Rich Paul.
Oh, there we go. All right.
LeBron James would be the godfather. Moving on to Britney Spears. She got married on Friday. We talked about it. It was really exciting. Obviously, it was a dramatic start because her ex-husband, Jason Alexander, got arrested trying to break into the house. But we're going to move past that because it was a beautiful ceremony. You could see it all on her Instagram. She literally looked like Cinderella. She was wearing custom Versace. That dress took 700 hours to make.
What? 700 hours?
Such a beautiful gown.
Hopefully that lasts longer than the marriage. I'm just saying.
Why do you always have to say that?
No, I think it's going to last this one. I think Britney's in a good spot. I like this guy. What's his name again?
Sam Asghari.
He seems pretty all right.
He's been with her through thick and thin for 5 years now.
Yeah. Do you think there's a prenup there?
Yes,
150. I would hope so.
1,000% there's a prenup. Guest list. Obviously, her family was not involved. Mom, dad, sister. Her brother Brian was invited, but he did not show up to the wedding. On the guest list, though, Madonna, crazy. Donatella Versace, obviously she made the dress. Drew Barrymore, Selena Gomez was there. Paris Hilton was there, who was supposed to be DJing for Joe Biden, U.S. president, but said, no, I'm busy.
I just love that Paris Hilton was supposed to be the DJ at the president's...
There's something going on.
What is America? America!
And then she was like, nah, busy, gotta go to Britney's wedding. But it was, such a beautiful, beautiful affair. And there was also another wedding that we need to talk about, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
It was one that made me cry.
What's that?
Your wedding video.
Oh, my wedding video, yes. Are we still talking about my wedding?
Yes. It's talking about your wedding.
On Instagram, isn't it? Did you post it?
We finally got our, when I say finally, the guys did a great job, but we got our official wedding video, Brianna and I, for our wedding.
Such a beautiful wedding that happened in March.
Yeah. Wasn't it good?
Yeah, so you can go check it out on Instagram on Chris's page. We also shared it on our stories as well, Chris Fade Show. But
it starts off with Pretty Malik's voice. Have we got it? We got it in the system,
Why didn't it start off with mine going, mic check, 1, 2?
Have a listen. Have a listen to how this. This is Brianna and our official wedding video. Just have a listen how it starts. I think it's one of the moments taken from Pretty Malik's speech, and then I think it goes into my brother's speech, and then a few others. Have a listen.
You truly do deserve this chapter in your life. I just want to see you happy. Your family wants to see you happy, and your friends want to see you happy. And looking at you today, that is happiness personified.
I've always wanted a little sister, and I'm glad I have one with you, B.
B, you are a perfect piece of the puzzle.
So, Chris and Brianna, as you guys come into this communion of your lives, I wish that your lives will be full of blessings, full of joy, and full of peace.
That was such a beautiful moment, Pretty. Thank you for sharing those words.
No,
your speech was so beautiful.
It was.
It was so beautiful. Yeah, if you want to go check it out, it's on my gram right now. But such weddings are beautiful. I realize I was never one to have a nice big wedding, but I'm so glad I did.
And it's just when you look, as I kept telling you, and I think anyone who's getting married and who's stressed out about weddings, one thing to remember is you're going to look back at your friends and family who were there in all those moments and all the love that you feel.
So true.
It's an incredible thing, isn't it?
Tear up though when you nearly tear up when you saw all your friends there?
Well, this song alone, I can't take my eyes off of you. This was our like official wedding song somewhat, and every time I hear it now, I just get emotional. It's weird.
Yeah. I can't take my eyes off of you. Damien Rice.
And I used to complain. I'd be like, people that spend all this money on weddings, what a waste, right? And I still, there is a point where I think you're spending too much, but the money that we did spend, I will always remember it as like one of the most epic days of our lives, you know?
And it's great that your kids got to see it as well.
Oh, man, the kids walking down. There's a moment in that speech which we didn't get.
When Brianna
says about to my daughters,
can I tell you,
like that she's very like that she wants she loves she'll my daughters there, and she'll be there. Like for me when she said that, oh my gosh, I was like,
honestly, watch the video, you see Chris cry.
Nah, I didn't cry.
Yes, you did.
I just squinted a little bit. No teardrop though.
Honestly, the best moment.
To Britney Spears, good luck. Good luck to Brianna and I. Hopefully this one lasts for me.
Chris!
I'm just being honest. It will. It will last.
And so it is.
Maria says, this is my favorite song ever, Chris.
Water.
Duvet should do this.
Yeah, Duvet has to do this. You're right.
The blowers don't.
It's an artist called Damien Rice. Look, I got goosebumps now. I can't take my eyes off of you. So beautiful.
I can't take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes off of you. Can't take my eyes off you.
Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us. Yes, another chance after 11 o'clock with Sheena to win the cash. 20,500 dirhams is where it's at with Virgin Radio's What's in the Box, which is fantastic.
Cannot wait.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be trying to see if we can start swapping. This BMW motorcycle that we've now struck upon with our swap meet.
If you haven't seen it, it's on our Instagram at Chris Fade Show, but it's got to be a really good swap.
Yeah, big one, right?
Yeah, I know someone wants this motorcycle bad.
It's a great motorcycle. Have a great day from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.